This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We are started.
Okay, bismillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. I don't know, holding the book just feels nice.
Can I zoom in on that?
So we're going to continue, inshallah, reading from where we left off yesterday. This is again the introduction to the book At-Ta'bir al-Qur'ani by Dr. Fadl Saleh Samarai, may Allah preserve him. And yesterday we read some of the challenges that the Quraysh had given and how the Quran responded to them and how they even made these statements on their own without making them public, right? So we're going to pick up from there, and this is the next subject. It's basically, he's changing the subject now. He's going to talk about something that he didn't talk about before. It's a totally new topic, but it's still part of the introduction. So he says, لَقَدْ انْتَبَهَ الْقُدَمَاءُ إِلَىٰ أَنَّ أن السور التي بدأت بالحروف المفردة بنيت على ذلك الحرف فإن الكلمات القافية ترددت في سورة قاف كثيرا والكلمات الصادية ترددت في سورة صاد كثيرا وهكذا. That scholars realized, they paid attention to the fact, the early scholars, that the surahs that begin with certain individual harfs, like there's a surah called Surah Qaf, Qaf, والقرآن المجيد, right? Mm-hmm. And then there's Saad, wal Qur'an, so Saad is a letter by itself, or Noon, wal Qalami, wa ma yasturun, right? So there's some surahs that begin with a single letter. They said they noticed that the surahs that begin with that letter, بُنِيَتْ عَلَى ذَلِكَ بَدَأَتْ بِالْحُرُوفِ الْمُفْرَدَةِ بُنِيَتْ عَلَى ذَلِكَ الْحَرْفِ فَإِنَّ كَلِمَاتِ الْقَافِيَةِ you will find a lot of words from that same letter, more of them in that surah. So there's lots of noon words, or words with noon in them, in noon wal qalami wa ma yasturun, and more than other surahs. Or there's way more qafs in surah qaf, and there's way more saads in surah saad, like that. Okay, so that's also like a subtle stylistic thing that happens in the Quran. Ja'a fi malak al-ta'wil, what's been mentioned in the book Malak al-Ta'wil. Malak al-Ta'wil is a really amazing book about the miracles of the Quran, very early book about the language of the Quran. It's written by Alama Abu Ja'far Ahmad ibn Ibrahim Thaqafi. So this is an early book. He died in the year 708 after Hijrah. But he wrote this really incredible book on these subtleties in the Quran. He's quoting that book here. So جاء في ملاك التأويل في السورة في السور التي تبدأ بالأحرف المقطعة. So in ملاك التأويل, when he was commenting, the author was commenting on the surahs that begin with those letters, like Alif Lam Mim, Qaf, Ha Mim, Kaf, Ha Ya Ain, Sad, those surahs. إن هذه السور إنما وقع في أول كل سورة منها ما كثر ترداده فيما تركب من كلمها. So he's saying that these surahs, whenever these letters occur in the opening of them, you'll find that those same letters are going to happen way more in that surah, words made up from those same letters. وَيُوَضِّحُ لَكَ مَا ذَكَرْتُ, and what will clarify to you what I'm just talking about, أَنَّكَ إِذَا نَظَفْتَ فِي سُورَةٍ مِّنْهَا, that if you take a good look at any surah from those surahs, بِمَا يُمَاثِلُهَا فِي عَدَدِ كَلِمِهَا وَحُرُوفِهَا, وَجَدْتَ الْحَرْفَ الْمُفْتَتِحَ بِهَا تِلْكَ السُّورَ إِفْرَادًا وَتَرْكِيبًا أَكْثَرَ عَدَدًا فِي كَلِمِهَا مِنْهَا فِي نَظِيرَتِهَا وَمُمَاثِلَتِهَا فِي عَدَدِ كَلِمِهَا وَحُرُوفِهَا. He's saying, if you take a look at a surah and you look at another surah that's similar to it, in the same number of ayahs maybe, or same length, right? Similar subject, because there are surahs that are similar, and one of them has those huruf in the beginning, the other one doesn't, you'll find that the frequency of those letters is way more than the other surah that doesn't have that beginning. So he's saying, just make a comparison and you'll see that for yourself. وَاسْتَنَدُوا إِلَى الْإِحْصَاءِ, and they cited as evidence their count, the letter count. جاء في ملاك التأويل عن سبب بدء سورة لقمان بألف لام ميم وسورة يونس بألف لام راء. So in ملاك التأويل, he talking about how سورة لقمان, سورة number 31, begins with ألف لام ميم, and سورة يونس, سورة number 10, begins with ألف لام راء. أنه تكرر في سورة يونس من الكلام الواقعي فيها الراء مئتا كلمة وعشرون كلمة أو نحوها. So the Surah Yunus has inside of it words that have Ra in them, 220 words that have Ra in them, or Alif Lam and Ra in them, Okay, or actually, no, he's specifically talking about Tara'ah. وأقرب الصور إليها مما يليها بعدها من غير المفتتحة الحروف المقطعة سورة النحل وهي أطول منها. And the closest surah to it that doesn't have letters is Surah Al-Nahl. Okay, and Surah Al-Nahl is Surah 16, I believe, and it's way longer than it. والوارد فيها مما تركب على الراء من كلمها مئتا كلمة مع زيادتها في الطول عليها. And that one only has 100 words with ra in them, even though it's longer. So he's basically saying, the point he's making is, he actually went and tried to experiment on that theory and say the letters in the beginning of a surah may be an indication of how many times words from that word are heard in that surah. So alif lam ra, you might hear a lot of ra's in it. Alif lam mim, you might hear a lot of memes in it. Qaf, you hear a lot of qaf in it. So it's phonetically connected too. I wouldn't say that that's the reason, but that's part of the style of the Quran. So I wouldn't say this is the reason why Allah said alif lam mim. Nobody goes that far. But he's making an observation about there is some interesting correlation. وانتبهوا إلى شيء آخر وهو أن عدد هذه الحروف 14 حرفا أي بمقدار نصف حروف المعجم ترددت في 29 سورة على عدد حروف المعجم. So he says that the letters that have been used in حروف مقطعات, like, you know, alif lam mim, kaf ha ya, the letters themselves, they are actually a total of 14 letters. And they are actually exactly half the full count of the letters of the alphabet, because Hamza and Alif are counted as one. So they consider 28 letters, and 14 is exactly half. So exactly half the alphabet has been used in the beginning. That's another observation that he makes. And it's been this observation, this letter count is used, or these letters are used in 29 surahs, which is actually the official count of the Arabic alphabet letters. ثم إذا نظرت في هذه الأربعة عشر حرفا وجدتها مشتملة على أنصاف أجناس الحروف. This is actually something I'm not as familiar with because I wasn't ever formally a student of Tajweed. But people that know Tajweed well, you might be able to comment on this. This is the claim that he's making in this book, so we'll go through it. So he says that if you look at it, look at these 14 letters, because not all the letters are used in the beginning, you know, opening surah letters, that those are actually half from each category of letters. So let me tell you what it means basically. So he's saying in Tajweed, you have huruf qalqala, right? They come from the throat. Yeah. Those are the huruf qalqala. Mm-hmm. There's huruf hams. Hams means there's no throat involved. So ra, ba, jim, those are huruf hams, okay? Or mahmusa, okay? So there, by tajweed categorizations, there's different phonetic categories of the letters of the alphabet. These are the letters that come from the throat. These are the letters that come from the front of the mouth. These are the letters that drag, et cetera, right? So there's several categories. And he says what's wild is, what's amazing, is that the 14 letters used in the beginning of the surahs take from each category half. So of the Qalqala letters, it uses half of them. Of the Mahmusa, it takes half of them, and so on. So that's what he's going to say. I'm not too familiar with all the categories, because again, I was never formally a student of Tajweed. I just got, you know, slapped on the back of my head when I got something wrong. I learned it that way. It's you know, it's a good curricular strategy. So, وَبَيَانُ ذَلِكَ أَنَّ فِيهَا مِنَ الْحُرُوفِ الْمَحْمُوسَةِ نِصْفَهَا. And so he says that, and what's clarifies that is the letters that are pronounced from the front of the mouth, or actually that don't have any throat involvement, half of them are used. ومن المجهورة نصفها, from the obvious, مجهورة is another category, I'm not familiar what that refers to. ومن الشديدة نصفها, and from the intense letters, from the heavier letters. ومن الرخوة نصفها, from the lighter letters, half of them. ومن المطبقة نصفها, ومن المنفتحة نصفها, ومن المستعلية نصفها, ومن المخفض. Yes.
Can you scroll down?
Slow down? Oh, scroll down.
Scroll down.
Oh, I thought you were drawing and slow down. Scroll down. Yeah, I didn't scroll. Because I'm reading from the book, I got excited. There it is. I'm over here. ومن المستعلية نصفها, ومن المنخفضة نصفها, ومن الحروف من حروف القلقلة نصفها, so half the حروف قلقلة. وقد ذكر من هذه الأنصاف, and he mentioned these halves, ما هو كثير الدوران في الكلام. which happened so much in speech, like all of them happened, but somehow only half of them were used in the speech. فَسُبْحَانَ الَّذِي بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ حِكْمَتِهِ. So how, you know, how perfect is the one who made his wisdom so precise in every little thing? Okay. So this, the next page. وَلَيْسَ هَذَا كُلُّ شَيْءٍ فِي الْإِحْصَاءِ. This is now the fun part. I tried to do a verification of this before many years ago. I found some of it accurate, some of it not as accurate, but I think the way they count it is different. But I'll read this off to you because he mentions it here. So this is not the only interesting thing about the counts in the Quran. بَلْ هُنَاكَ شَيْءٍ آخَرَ وَرُبَّمَا أَشْيَاءَ. But actually there's something else, maybe even more things. أَفَلَمْ تَقْرَأِ الْإِحْصَاءَاتِ الْأُخْرَى فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ لِتَرَى الْعُجُبَ. عَجَبْ, actually. So, if, didn't you read the number counts in the Book of Allah, the Mighty Book of Allah, or the Book of Mighty Allah, that so you could see how amazing it is? لَقَدْ تَبَيَّنَ أَنَّهُ لَمْ تُوضَعَ الْأَلْفَاظِ عَبَثًا. It will become clear to you that words are not mentioned accidentally. وَلَا مِنْ غَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Nor without calculation. بَلْ هِيَ مَوْضُوعَةٌ وَضْعًا دَقِيقًا بِحِسَابٍ دَقِيقٍ دَقِيقٍ. So, but in fact, they are put in such a precise, an incredibly precise, precise, calculated way. And what makes that clear, لَقَدْ تُبَيِّن, or لَقَدْ تَبَيِّن, it becomes clear. Here's how it becomes clear. So now we're going to read this. In fact, instead of reading it, I'll just kind of summarize the English for each line. The word dunya, which means this life, occurs in the Quran in the same number of times that the word akhirah occurs. Okay, so what that means is Allah mentions this life and He mentions the next life, both exactly the same number of times in the Quran, 115. The angels have been mentioned the same number of times as the devils, both 88 times. كل منها ثمانياً and life has been mentioned, and all the derivations of life, maut, mita, etc., or maita, or maitan. So mushtaqat, meaning all the different words used for death, have been used the same number of times as the word used for life, and that is 145 times. And the summer has been mentioned in the same number of times that the winter has been mentioned, 5 times each in the Quran. And evil deeds has been mentioned the same number of times as good deeds, 167 times in the Quran. And the word al-kufr, the disbelief, has been repeated the same number of times as the faith, 17 times. And the word disbelief without the al, the common version, the nakira version, and faith without the has both, they've both occurred in the Quran 8 times. The devil, Iblis, has been mentioned with seeking refuge from him. The devil has been mentioned the same number of times seeking refuge has been mentioned, 11 times each. Kafirin, disbelievers and deniers of the truth, has been mentioned the same number of times as the fire. War has been mentioned, and so he didn't mention the number yet. But anyway, and war has been mentioned the same number of times as prisoners of war has been mentioned, twice each. وَهَلِلْ أَسْرَى مِنْ إِلَّا مِنْ أَوْزَارِ الْحَرْبِ. You only get prisoners of war when you have war. This is interesting. When Allah says قَالُوا, what does قَالُوا mean, guys? You guys are able to
understand.
They said. Occurs in the Quran 332 times. They said it's 332 times. Okay. وَمِنْ عَجَبٍ أَنْ يَتَسَاوِيَ هَذَا مَعَ لَفْظِ قُلْ الَّذِي هُوَ أَمْرٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ إِلَى خَلْقِهِ. And the word say is exactly the same number of times, 332 times. فَسُبْحَانَ مَنْ قَالَ قُلْ مَرَّ فَكَانَ الْقَوْلِ. You know, so he says, how perfect is the one who said the word قُلْ 332 times. And so he said it 332 times, exactly the same number of times that he said it. So interesting, because it's a conversation. They say this to you, you say this to them. So they say, they said, say, they said, say, they said, they say, and it occurs in the same number of times. Let's see, how far did I want to go? Okay, a little bit more. وَأَنَّ لَفْءَ شَهَبٍ الشَّهَبٍ تَكَرَّرَ and so the word month occurred 12 times. اثنتي عشرة مرة بعد شهور السنة بعدد شهور السنة. وَأَنَّ لَفْءَ الْيَوْمِ and the word day, so month occurs 300, month occurs 12 times because there's 12 months in a year, and day occurs 365 times. And the word days, the plural, occurs 30 times. That happens 30 times. And then so I'm going to stop here with the numbers. And then he gives a little bit of an explanation of the numbers, so we'll skip that part. But inshallah, from tomorrow, we're going to start looking at ayat and dhukrat. So this was just some generalizations. Other people have made these observations. He's just kind of quoting them. But his own work kind of starts from here. فَالْوَصْفُ بِالْمُفْرَدِ يَدُلُّ عَلَى الْكَثْرَةِ والوصف بالجمع يدل على القلة فقولك أشجار. So I will explain this concept to you tomorrow, and we'll see some really cool things in the Quran. So now you see the way the ayat are written are different. You see that the style is different. So those are Quran examples. So every time you see that, see it's not that style, and all of a sudden there's that style. You see that?
Yeah.
So those are ayat of the Quran. So he's going to give really cool examples of how plurals and singulars are used in the Quran, and how even that's miraculous. So that's all part of his introduction. He's not even giving actual book examples yet. That's just his introduction. But I think there's, let's see, how much of his intro left. Well, the book is the intro. Okay, well, we'll keep going with the intro. Oh, okay. It's worth it. You'll get something cool out of it, inshallah. All right, hope you guys enjoyed. Barakallahu li wa lakum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum,
guys. Oh my God, bye. I can't read it.
You haven't ended it. Assalamu alaikum, guys.